This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. troops in Iraq are facing an increasingly sophisticated guerrilla-style resistance from remnants of Saddam Hussein's regime. That's the assessment from the new commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East, General John Abizaid. Speaking to reporters at the Pentagon yesterday, Abizaid said he has warned that the U.S. force in Iraq should not be reduced for at least the next 90 days, and he held out the possibility that troop levels may need to be increased. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
General John Abizaid comes into his new job as head of the U.S. Central Command with a reputation for straightforward, no-nonsense talk. Senior Pentagon leaders until now have been reluctant to label the anti-U.S. attacks in Iraq as guerrilla resistance, but General Abizaid did not hesitate when describing the situation yesterday.
We're seeing a cellular organization of 6 to 8 people armed with RPGs, machine guns, etc. They are receiving financial help from probably regional level leaders. And I think describing it as guerrilla tactics being employed against us is, you know, a proper thing to describe in strictly military terms.
Just yesterday, unidentified Iraqis unsuccessfully fired a surface-to-air missile at a U.S. military cargo plane landing in Baghdad. The U.S. crew managed to fire flares to distract the missile and landed the plane safely. But the incident was another example of what General Abizaid says is a more sophisticated approach by the anti-American forces in Iraq. Abizaid did say the resistance movement is not carrying out more frequent attacks.
But it is getting more organized and it is learning. It is adapting. It is adapting to our tactics, techniques, and procedures. And we've got to adapt to their tactics, techniques, and procedures.
Abizaid, in his first Pentagon news briefing, said the primary threat to U.S. forces in Iraq is coming from remnants of Saddam Hussein's regime. In addition, he said the radical Ansar al-Islam terrorist group appears to have reorganized and is going after U.S. forces. Some foreign volunteer fighters are also showing up in Iraq, Abizaid said.
I don't know that I would say that Osama bin Laden has made an order that has been conveyed to people that has caused them to move into Iraq to kill us, but I do know that there are those that would sympathize with him that have moved into Iraq and are trying to kill us.
Still, Abizaid insisted the U.S. military will stay as long as it takes to suppress the threat in Iraq.
Look, war is a struggle of wills. You look at the Arab press, they say we drove the Americans out of Beirut, we drove them out of Somalia, you know, we'll drive them out of Baghdad. And that's just not true. They're not driving us out anywhere.
But if the U.S. military is to have an effective presence in Iraq, Abizaid said, current troop levels must be maintained. 148,000 soldiers and Marines are there now. Abizaid says units will be rotated out when replacements are available, but he sees no reduction in the overall level for at least 90 days. He told reporters he would not hesitate to ask for more troops if the situation in Iraq gets worse, and he believes troops now heading for Iraq should understand they may have a long stay.
If you look at contemplating keeping the force structure stable for a while until the security situation improves, that year-long employments or deployments are possible for certain units.
Abizaid is headed back to the Middle East today. He'll stop soon in Afghanistan to visit the 10,000 troops still based there and to review how post-war developments are going in that country. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.